forecasting the green goo on Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Big, ugly blooms of cyanobacteria form on the lake when excess nutrients, mostly phosphorus, run off from farms and sewage treatment plants. A kind of cyanobacteria called microcystis produces a toxin that can hurt pets and make the water unsafe to drink. That happened in Toledo in 2014 when the city had to shut down its drinking water supply. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration tries to predict what's going to happen with the blooms on Lake Erie. Rick Stumpf is an oceanographer with NOAA. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
What are you expecting will happen this year at this point?
At this point, we're still in what we call the early season projection, where we're using a combination of the data we have for the spring to date on the phosphorus loads coming out of the Maumee River, combined with models of what the flow might be over the next 6 weeks or so.
By flow, you mean flow of phosphorus into the lake?
Yes, the amount of phosphorus going to the lake. So that's based on the river flow, which is based on how much rainfall is predicted over the next 6 weeks. At least the good thing at this point is we're looking at definitely smaller than last year and likely smaller than 2014 as far as the size of the bloom at this point. Big question, as long as we have a normal July, which means relatively low flow, then we'll be looking at something similar when we actually do the final forecast on July 7th.
So you rank these blooms in a severity index, and then maybe it's too early to say, but do you have a sense about where this year might fall?
Well, we do expect there will be some bloom, but it's on the severity index right now. We're looking somewhere between about 2 and 6. 2014 was close to 7, and last year was over 10. That gets a sense that we're looking at it as being less than last year, and of course, less than 2014 and less than half of what it was for last year, which, of course, was a terrible bloom.
When you do these predictions, are you looking just at microcystis or are you looking at other kinds of cyanobacteria and algae?
The focus is on the Western Lake Erie bloom, which is dominated almost totally by microcystis. There are some other cyanobacteria that do show up in the lake or around it. Sandusky Bay has a planktothrix bloom. It does produce toxins. For about a week in early July, there's a bloom of a completely different cyanobacteria that shows up in the Central Basin. Nothing to do with the rainfall, and after a week or so, it goes away. Rather odd feature of the lake that we don't understand too well.
Last year, Ohio, Michigan, and Ontario signed an agreement to cut phosphorus into Lake Erie by 40% by the year 2025. Has any noticeable progress been made there yet?
Well, that agreement went in last year, and this year is the first chance we really have to look at the data. So until we get through this year, we're not going to be able to see how much of the changes are. There's some significant monitoring programs going on in the basin, not just the total load from the Maumee River, but also down into tributaries and even down into streams coming out of farms that certain farmers have agreed to help on monitoring and understanding if they change certain practices. So we'll know better as that data comes in and also on the bulk as we start looking through time with this year.
Rick Stumpf is an oceanographer with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.